Somalia's al-Shabaab insurgents denounced a U.S. commando raid that killed one of East Africa's most wanted al-Qaeda suspects and vowed today to continue their fight against Western nations. U.S. special forces in helicopters struck a car in rebel-held southern Somalia yesterday, killing the Kenyan said to have built the truck bomb that claimed 15 lives at an Israeli-owned beach hotel on the Kenyan coast in 2002. Meanwhile, some 3.5 million Somalis remain completely dependent on external aid. The Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, Bishop Giorgio Bertin, said the violence and severe drought have made distributing food and other goods to the millions of displaced worse than it has ever been in 18 years of fighting.
The problem is, how can we be sure that the food is arriving? And first, if the food can arrive, because there is at the level of the international community and also at the level of many Somali expatriates who would like to help their own people, there is this difficulty that food is available, money is available. The problem is how to get food, how to get money to the people in need in Somalia. The fact that these 3.5 million people who need external assistance are facing two problems. The insecurity because of the continuous fighting between Islamist groups and the transitional federal government. And the second problem is the drought, which has hit in a particular way Somalia, but the whole of the Horn of Africa.